this year, it started off much different than how it's ended up, hasn't it? I couldn't have imagined how much it's meant getting to know you, us getting to know each other, and still, all those seconds, microscopic moments, minuscule by comparison, they all add up, don't they? Time really flies by. When I started this year, I was alone. I was adrift, lost in a lot of ways. I hadn't realized that my eyes were already open, seeking something, seeking someone to fill that emptiness, that loneliness. That was then, and this is now. I don't have to feel lonely now that I have you. The care, the passion, the laughter, all of those moments. But time is strange. It weathers us, conditions us to both remember and forget within the same illusory context. Time can teach us to move on and to stay just a little longer, sometimes to stay forever. This year, I'll never forget the first time I heard your voice, the first time we made love together, and many, many times since, when we've shared our climax with each other. All of the inside jokes and the secret transmissions, all of the words, pauses, moments, culminated into so much raw passion. There have never been walls or boundaries between us. We pushed farther than even we had expected to. But I had my sights set on you, and only you, from the very beginning of our connection. And now I know that you felt the same for me. Where we've traveled to since the beginning of this year isn't just a sharp turn. It isn't merely circular or recurring. And it isn't only reflective. It's all of that. And a new path which I couldn't have imagined. A path that I found you on. Even I didn't know what I had to show you. It was always unpredictable. In the moment. And real. This year. There's not much time left in the year, is there? I suppose if we're clock watching and ignoring the passion we have burning in our hearts and the arousal we feel for each other down below, we choose to see it that way. We could sit around sad and lonely, feeling like we hadn't accomplished much with the time we were given. But we're much, much smarter than that, aren't we? We already know that this year has been one of the best in recent memory. And we have lots to be thankful for, to be grateful for, to appreciate within ourselves. We found some liberation, some freedom by tapping into some unspoken desires and discovered each other. This year, I will hold you to be with you this year as it moves into the next. To share my mind, my body, my fantasies for what I want, what I'm grateful for having, and what I need. Your kiss, your touch, your body. All of this I've grown to crave down to the very second. Whether I'm simply holding your hand or whether we're making love, we are connected. And of course, I'll always want more. I throb at the thought of taking off your clothes and seeing your body by the dim light of my bedroom. I daydream about your kisses on my lips, and the warmth of your clit, and as I tap my palm against it, your shallow gasps resonating in my ear when I've pushed you all the way to the brink and past it. And most of all, the way you touch me, the intuitive, stunning sensation of your fingertips wrapping around my cock, guiding me inside you, gripping me to take every last drop of my cum from me. This year, I want to share these last seconds and first seconds inside you. I want you to know the way you've turned me on, the incredible, amazing way our pulses sync up with each other, pumping simultaneously. The numbers, the clock ticking by, it all fades away until it's just you and I together. Come with me tonight and tomorrow. Come with me and stay with me, please. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.